Officials say an announcement about major layoffs and deep cuts in the Paradise Unified School District could be just weeks away. How bad it will be is anyone's guess. Last night, math teacher David Smith, who also serves as president of the Teachers Association of Paradise, the local union, acknowledged the news and told the district's Board of Trustees at their meeting that employees deserve transparency.
We recognize that our budget will be dropping to roughly 50% of our pre-fire budget in August of 2021. Thus, we recommend the creation of a very detailed cut-down list for 21-22's budget based on the current projections.
The district is in a tough spot. Public schools in California are funded in part via property taxes, along with a formula based on the number of students attending classes. Sheila Kraft, Executive Assistant to Superintendent Tom Taylor, said 1,722 students are currently enrolled in the district, 49% fewer than before the fire. With the vast majority of homes destroyed and so many residents living elsewhere, PUSD faces a double financial whammy. State officials extended a lifeline by guaranteeing pre-fire funding levels, and district representatives have been trying to extract an extension, something that was granted in Santa Rosa following devastating fires there. Smith said district employees must be in the loop.
This list should be shared as soon as possible, so people can have time to plan accordingly.
Kraft said three of the district schools were utterly destroyed and a fourth heavily damaged. She said the district plans to hold insurance money it received from the fire in reserve and use it to rebuild facilities once needed. For NSPR News, I'm Mark Albert in Paradise.